13. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month, then follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or at least compatible with the ideas that the guest presents for that day. Alternatively, they may relate to a current piece of legislation or event that may be of interest. I have a variety of guests on the program who present alternative ideas. I am inquisitive and recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb down the population. So people who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Again, that is vitalitycapsules.com. Welcome to the program, Dr. Daniels.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I've looked over your website and your truth files. You also have a program with Blake Radio Network?
Right, right.
And
Tuesday at 6 p.m.
When? Tuesday at 6 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's Central Time?
No, Eastern Standard.
Okay. You've covered just numerous issues on your radio program, and I'm delighted that a friend of mine mentioned you to me. Cheryl recommended that I contact you. I looked at your website, and I thought, wow, I sure will. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us.
You are welcome. I'm going to really talk about a lot of truth today. I'm so excited to have an audience that can handle the truth.
Our audience can. Our listeners are definitely into truth. They are very astute, and people cannot fool them. So,
great.
So, anyway, you have one tab here at the top of your website called "Murder by Medicine is No Accident."
Yes. Exactly.
And
yes.
I totally agree with that. It's all designed for profit.
It's designed for profit, and what you have to understand is if you think of a pyramid, so draw in your mind a pyramid, and then put your pencil at the bottom of the pyramid, and as you go higher and higher and higher and higher on the pyramid, actually turn the pyramid upside down, it's even better. And so you start at the bottom, and zero on that pyramid is zero harm to the patient. So how much drugs do you need to prescribe and how much harm is going to be done? And so as the amount prescribed increases and the harm increases, the profits also increase and so does the death rate. And so in order to maximize a profit for any particular drug, you have to give the drug until the person dies. And this is actually the instructions that doctors are given in the package insert. So if you have a well-trained, highly trained, conscientious, sincere doctor who is reading the package insert and following the instructions exactly to the letter, then he is going to prescribe that drug to the point of death, which is also to the point of maximal profits.
All right. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Daniels.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. That website is vitalitycapsules.com. All right. I think that I would first be interested in hearing about mammographies, which I believe
yes.
began in 1983. So just take her away. Tell us about mammographies.
Okay. Well, I was there. I entered medical school in 1979, and we told us of this wonderful, wonderful thing that could detect breast cancer early and save lives. And I was like, wow, this is what I came to medical school to learn about. And we were told women should get a baseline mammogram at age 40, and then starting at age 50, have one every 2 years, and we could save lives. And I'm like, wow, wait a minute. Can we do it more often and save even more lives? And they said, no, we can't. If we do it more often, it would do harm. What? Wait a minute. Excuse me? This is a harmful test? Well, if it's harmful, why do it at all? So then you got to sit down, shut up, and learn your response. So even back then, they knew mammograms were harmful. But as a medical student, when I inquired, the information was withheld. It was like, this is a program. Scientists have discovered this is what works. Do it. And so today I'm going to tell you my experiences, information from the Mayo Clinic, government statistics, and really just to show kind of what's going on. So what we're taught in medical school about breasts is very important to understand, because unless you have a certain attitude towards breasts, you really can't pursue this line of intervention. So we were taught that breast milk was dangerous. It was poisonous because most women didn't eat right, and that the drug companies had figured it out and the formulas were scientifically formulated, and that's what babies should eat. And also that breasts are an issue because if a man brushes against your breast, that's sexual assault, and of course he can go to jail for that. And breasts can give you cancer And so you've got to monitor them very, very, very closely with breast self-exam and with mammograms. And so at the end of the day, breasts could basically poison your body. Breast milk was obsolete. Some guy could get arrested touching them. They would harm you someday, of course, with cancer. And if that wasn't enough, we're even told about pending legislation to make breastfeeding in public a crime in terms of indecent exposure. I'm like, oh, my God, these breasts are they're bad news.
Let's just cut and them off, right?
Exactly. Oh, my God. Any excuse will do. So, and this is drilled. It's drilled and drilled into medical students. And so a lot of them will go to a doctor like, how come that doctor talks so casually about cutting my breasts off? Well, it's because this is the preparation your doctor's received. And doctor's not in a sane state of mind when this is going on. The doctor, remember, he's got a 90-hour work week at least. He's sleep-deprived. All this stuff is crammed into his head by an authority, you know, structure here in medical school. If he doesn't memorize all this and spit these answers back, he's never going to get to be a doctor. And so it's just one big wheel going at just an incredibly fast rate. And so the body becomes the enemy. And this is a mental state that many women are in because they're getting this message, your breast can cause cancer, or, I don't know if your breast milk is really good for your baby. And so women are whipped up into a panic. And then what happens? They're offered free mammogram screening. It's like, oh, thank God, a mammogram screening. And mammogram screenings lead to basically worry and stress, of course, but biopsies and mastectomies. And then you get the fundraisers, the race for the cure, the intimidation to buying things pink and wearing pink. And so in this environment then, people are told, get your mammograms. Now, I knew something was a little off because I was told in medical school, the bigger your breasts, the more chances you have of having breast cancer. Well, all the women in my family had double F breasts. Of course, I got left out, but that's another story. But they all had these huge breasts, and no one had breast cancer. So I was like, well, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it works for everybody else. Okay, it works for everybody else. And so then, of course, they started doing studies. And so I want to talk about a major mammogram study is that if you have 2,000 women do mammograms for a period of 10 years, 200 are going to require biopsies, 10 are going to get mastectomies for cancer that is not there, 1 is going to get a mastectomy for cancer that is there, and of those, that 1 that gets a mastectomy for cancer that is there, cancer is detected, only 0.15% are going to have a better outcome because it was detected early. And so you have to multiply all these numbers up and get all your denominators straight. And when you're trying to get all those things figured out, it turns out that 13,333 women have to get breast cancer screening for 10 years in order for one person to have their life lengthened by even one day due to early detection.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a pretty big number.
That, and that's quite a lot of risk with the radiation and the dangers of radiation. I mean, we're told to avoid it. We're told to be gentle. And then I have had one several years ago, and I thought I'm not going to do this again. This is not what how I've been.
It doesn't feel right.
Something's wrong here.
Exactly. Well, actually, there's been studies done, so we now know mammograms do cause cancer in women who would never have gotten cancer, and the cancer rate is 225 cancers per million women screened. And that is that's a fair amount of cancer when you consider that it takes over a million mammograms to detect even one cancer. So you're really getting pretty close to more harm than good, to say nothing of the women who had unnecessary mastectomies. Now, what's worse than this is a mammogram is not just a mammogram. A mammogram is read by somebody. And you want to get the best person to read your mammogram, right? The one who's going to make the least amount of so-called mistakes. Well, some researchers actually checked, and what they found was that the most important characteristic that impacted the positive appearance to be the radiologist's age, in time since graduation from medical school. So get this, the younger the radiologist and the more recently in training, they had a significantly higher rate of false positive mammogram readings.
And most women, I think, once they get a positive reading, the first thing that they want to do is get rid of that cancer. And so they accept whatever the doctor tells them to do.
Exactly, exactly. And that brings up another issue, which is, what does it mean to get rid of that cancer? So in the woman's mind, she thinks getting rid of her breasts is getting rid of the cancer. And actually, it's not. What they have found is there's an 85% survival rate, that's a cure rate, among women with breast cancer. You say, wow, that's really neat. However, 35% of women with breast cancer will die of it. Hold on. If we have an 85% cure rate, how can 35% of the women with breast cancer die of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That confusing? Yeah, I thought it was.
Yes.
So it turns out, cure is defined as living 5 years beyond the date of diagnosis. All deaths that occur after that are deaths from breast cancer, but they're counted as cures.
Wow.
So literally, you can have a 100% cure rate with a pretty high death rate from the disease.
Right. Isn't it something like a 97% failure rate for treatment?
Well, you know, what is failure? And see, this is another thing. Failure and success are only defined in terms of that five-year survival rate. So if you live 5 years and 1 day beyond the date of diagnosis, you are a cure. Now, if you had treatment during that period, then that treatment is defined as a success.
All right. And
so in other words, it doesn't matter how much you, the comparison is not made to how long would you have lived had you not had the therapy. That is not a question for discussion.
Okay. Yeah. Now, a lot of the cancers that the cancer cells, I mean, we all have cancer cells in our body. And couldn't the diagnosis be yes, there's some cancer cells in there. But if one builds up their immune system, couldn't the body eradicate those cancer cells without doing anything at all?
Absolutely. And that was brought out by the studies. But you used a lot of words to say it. What the study said was that 10 of the 11 cancers detected by mammograms would have gone away or would never have impacted a lady during her lifetime. So there was no point in getting a mastectomy because those cancers never would have impacted her quality of life at any point.
Wow.
And
oftentimes the doctor, the oncologist, will recommend that the patient take radiation or that, you know, they may suggest surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, and mm-hmm. don't those treatments actually lead to early death or to the spread of the disease?
Well, yes. The chemotherapy, the one predominantly used, is something called Adriamycin. And in the old days, we affectionately called it red death because it's red. And when someone gets it, that causes them to die, usually through heart disease. And this is really interesting because the Adriamycin causes destruction of the heart and obviously death from that. Most women with breast cancer die from heart disease, which can be attributed to their Adriamycin. But those deaths are counted in the heart disease statistic to get you to take blood pressure medicines. They're not counted in the cancer statistic.
We do have to go to a break. I'm sorry to stop talking. I just need to keep listening here, but we do have to take a break. Be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And you were talking about heart disease, that most of these people who die actually get this one type of chemotherapy, the Red Death, actually are considered dead because of a heart problem, or they go on heart medication.
Right. Well, what happens is when they die of heart disease, and that, by the way, is the number one cause of death among women with breast cancer, is heart disease. When they die of heart disease, it is counted as a heart disease death statistic in that big, huge number, get your cholesterol treatment, you know, prevent heart disease death. It's counted in that big number. It's not counted as a cancer death, and it's not counted as a medical complication death. And so what we have then is we have a situation where you're giving an intervention that is causing death, but is also fueling the marketing for another product line as well.
Right. Oh, my. And then aren't some of the other things that doctors prescribe, such as tamoxifen, aren't those also carcinogenic?
Yes. Pretty much everything we treat cancer with causes cancer. And, of course, as an inquiring medical student, I raise my hand and say, excuse me, what's the story? This doesn't sound very helpful. Like, oh, Jennifer, don't you worry your pale head. The scientists have investigated. We have statistically determined that even though this causes cancer, we're going to cure you of this cancer, and you may die of the next cancer that this disease, that this drug causes, but you're going to die later than had you never taken the drug at all. And of course, as a naive 23-year-old, I say,
Right. And I'll bet you were probably one of the few that actually raised your hand and asked that question.
Yes, yes. My classmates said, oh, my God, she's got balls of steel,
Oh, my.
Well, and I didn't know what they were talking about. I said, well, of course, if anyone would ask that question, I mean, where's the rest of the story here?
Sure.
But one thing I want to point out is a pattern. And the pattern is this. You have 100% survival. So 100% of your blades are all alive. They get the mammogram. Death rate spikes to 3% per year for 5 years, which is the treatment time. Then it drops down to 1.3% per year for the rest of the person's life. That is not a pattern of benefit. It's like these blades are doing okay. Something happens. They start dying in greater numbers. That thing stops happening, and the death rate goes down. So if you look at the demographics of what happens after a mammogram, it's pretty gruesome. You have almost like a killing field for 5 years in there. And so, I mean, a lot of people like to get in the minutiae, like, well, is this study showing benefit? Is that study showing benefit? The problem with that approach is the people who design the studies, they cherry pick, they set the criteria, and so the outcome is always open to question. But if you say, no, put that aside. Let's take a look at demographics. What's going on here? You have these ladies who are alive and well. They don't have any symptoms. They're feeling great. Everything's fine. They have a mammogram. Death rate goes up, stays up for the 5 years of treatment, drops down. So that pattern suggests that the treatment is either not effective or very harmful.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Somebody in the chat room wanted to know if thermography is a better form of detection.
Yes and no. Yes, it's better because it doesn't cause cancer. Thermography measures the amount of heat radiated from your body. And if you have a cancer focus, it tends to radiate more heat. So all it's doing is taking a picture of the radiation that your body is emitting. So it's much, much better in terms that it does not cause cancer. It is not harmful, that's number one. Number two, because of politics and whatever, whenever you get a mammography, a thermography, the bottom is going to say results must be confirmed by mammogram.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so the person reading your thermography is not allowed to make an aggressive interpretation and say, hey, this thermography is normal, there's nothing to worry about, it's fine. Or they can't say, hey, this thermography suggests that you have cancer. And if a thermogram suggests cancer, let's use that word for a minute, it's going to suggest cancer about 5 to 10 years before the mammogram. And so what does that mean? That means, again, you're looking at cancers that, for the most part, are never going to result in anything. And so what should you do? If you get a thermogram and it shows that you have a very small hidden cancer, then that's the time to do what you were alluding to, whip out your juicer, get your coffee enemas going, change your diet, dump the cow milk, whatever. So if you want to use, in my opinion, thermography properly, then the way that you use it is when you get an abnormal, you realize that you are in the prevention phase and you work on prevention. But at no point is resulting to a mammogram, a screening mammogram, beneficial. So that you should know. In other words, if you are concerned about breast cancer, a screening mammogram is not a wise thing to do because, again, your chances of benefit are 1 in 13,333. And if you calculate that you get one mammogram a year, it's going to take 13,333 years for you to experience benefit.
Wow. All righty. We are going to a break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes for a long segment. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
And our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And the screening industry and the medical industry is designed to maximize profits for the pharmaceutical companies, and the doctors are simply their little minions to direct or to write those scripts. Right?
Absolutely. The doctors are literally the hands and feet of the of this industry, and the brains, if you will, are actually it's a three-headed brain. That would be the pharmaceutical companies, the hospitals, and the insurance companies, because many women actually carry insurance because of this breast cancer fear. And so this fear has got to be really, really strong. And if I don't do anything else today, I hope that I help eliminate people's fear of breast cancer. Yes, breast cancer exists. But did you know that over the past 10 years, the incidence of breast cancer has declined 20%?
Hmm.
Hmm.
What
and
do
we
you
know it's not
to
the mammograms. I'm still researching what that could be, because that involves, I mean, no one's talking, right? So that means I have to go through a bunch of demographic data, figure out other trends in the United States that have been declining or increasing during the time. I'd like to point out that during the 10 years that breast cancer has gone down and death from breast cancer has gone down, obesity has gone up, just by the way. So those of you ladies who haven't managed to lose the extra 10 pounds, don't worry about it. So obviously, weight loss per se is not going to protect you against breast cancer. So it's very, so a lot of very interesting contradictory trends. But the thing to understand is mammograms only detect cancer once it is apparent. And so since the decline in breast cancer has been a decline in the incidence of breast cancer, then that decline cannot be in any way attributed to mammograms.
All righty. And you do mention that fear. People are so afraid of cancer, and I think that we can attribute that to the media. And of course, they always talk about cancer. And as you say, the run for the cure, or the walk for the cure, or, you know, some of the other...
The pink ribbon, the whole thing. As a doctor, I mean, I was just literally intimidated. I mean, I would get phone calls. Well, Dr. Daniels, what are you doing for Pink Month? Well, Dr. Daniels, are you going to be sponsoring blah, blah, blah? Well, Dr. Daniels, well, would you be a speaker for blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, you know, I don't really think I believe in this. And what got me not believing was after about the 10th patient came back with a negative breast biopsy, I'm like, holy cow, these ladies are getting mutilated. This is not very effective. That the mammogram interpretation is totally erroneous. And what's really going on is the mammogram is a pretense for the unnecessary biopsy, a pretense for the unnecessary mammogram. And so a lady might as well say, excuse me, let me skip the mammogram, and why don't you roll that three-sided dice there to see if I'm going to do a biopsy, a mastectomy, or just go home healthy. So that's really what's going on. So the actual x-ray itself is a pretense to sucker the woman in to disfiguring and profitable intervention. And I actually calculated how much money is involved here. That's a lot of money. So if you take, you figure ladies between age 50 and 60 are getting these screenings, and that it's $100 a mammogram, and that it's 2,000 people is what we're going to start with. So 2,000 ladies getting 10 mammograms over 10 years is 20,000 mammograms. So that's $2 million at $100 a mammogram. And then we're going to get some biopsies in there. 200 ladies are going to get biopsies at $5,000 a biopsy, another $1 million. 11 mastectomies at $55,000 for the mastectomy plus $15,000 for the reconstruction. You want to do the reconstruction right there in the operating room, save her second surgery. That's $770,000. So it's $2.7 million to screen is what the revenue is going to be from screening these 2,000 ladies over a 10-year period. But wait a minute. Since we've figured out that only 0.15 of these ladies is going to benefit, we have to divide by 0.15. So it costs $18.5 million to help one woman live 5 years and one day after the diagnosis of breast cancer, who would not have lived that 5 years and one day had she not been screened. So $18.5 million, you can just like take a look at your breasts. $18,500,000 right there.
Right.
And
isn't there a crossover between the people who own these screening devices and the government that is also promoting the screening? And, you know, the insurance companies, don't the same people sit on all of these boards and have an interest? For instance, the head of the Cancer Association, isn't that somebody that's usually associated with the people who create these devices?
It's even more subtle than that, although I'm sure there's some of that going on. But the people who create the devices write the rules for their use and write the curriculum for the medical schools. Yeah, and write the criteria for certification of people to become a breast cancer specialist or blah, blah, blah. So they write all these rules at every single level. And then, of course, all you need to do is tell the president, well, you got to appoint a qualified person. You want someone who's got these qualifications where they've studied X, Y, Z about the breast, and they have these certifications and experience. And after that, I mean, the fix is in. You don't even need to get as gross or as explicit as what you're saying. I mean, some of that goes on. But once you've honed a doctor up each level, then you've got someone who's a true believer, because a true believer wouldn't make it that far. It's not going to become Surgeon General of the United States. It just isn't going to happen.
Right. And aren't there, and haven't there been, numerous cures, patents for cures, in the U.S. Patent Office for at least 100 years for cancer and those are all concealed in order for the so-called traditional method, either burn, cut, or poison, so that they can use those methods?
I'm not familiar with that. What I am familiar with is the Flexner Report in 1911, where Rockefeller paid Flexner to do a PhD, basically he's a PhD, do a report, where he researched all the different healing centers in the United States and declared anyone that did not use pharmaceuticals to be not in the public interest. And once he documented that, then that report was used to lock up, penalize people who were not using pharmaceuticals and really shut them all down. And so that process went on from 1911 to really the 30s and 40s is where it was very, very intense. And so the cure for cancer is so friggin' simple that how could it need a patent? Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end, what people can do to literally slash their breast cancer risk in half, which is, I mean, I don't even think most natural methods could say, hey, half, boom, we're going to get rid of the half of all breast cancer just by snapping our fingers. And so I'll tell people exactly what they can do, and I'll just slash your risk in half. And then there's more things they can do to slash it even more. But these things are known. The research has been done. There's some very, very simple things women can do, and we are being told to do just the opposite. What I want to talk about now, though, was the price. I know it's gauche to talk about money, but $18.5 million is a lot of money. And so what I want to say, a lot of people say, well, my breasts are worth it. So are they really? If someone said to you, you have a choice. Either we can diagnose your breast cancer early, and you'll get all the chemotherapy and blah, 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 and we hope that you'll live another day, or we'll give you $18.5 million, spend as you wish, and all you need to do is promise not to get a mammogram.
Yeah.
Which deal would you take?
Obvious, yes.
No, it's not obvious. I mean, I think we need to really say this. Most women would take the $18.5 million,
sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So what I'm saying is, if you would personally take the $18.5 million, you need to realize that what's going on with your breasts is a financial game here, and that you're being milked just like a farmer milks a cow's udders. Your breasts are being milked for profit, for the economic profit of this industry, and absolutely no benefit to you, no more than a cow gets benefit from being milked. And every time, look at that mammogram, every time that mammogram approaches your breast, it's like a farmer reaching for your tits. You know, it's a serious violation of your body. And so if women can just get that image in their mind of just a farmer reaching for their tits to milk them every time they see a mammogram machine, then I would say things are really, you know, advanced.
Right. And as you mentioned, there are a lot of ways of healing cancer. They don't get cancer in China, breast cancer in China. And when you look at their diet, you see that they don't drink milk. They don't use dairy products. So a lot of people could avoid breast cancer by simply cutting down on or cutting out dairy products.
But it's even simpler than that. But the only problem is people are being lied to. Oh, drink milk and you'll get stronger bones. And actually drinking milk causes osteoporosis and bone fractures, as a matter of fact. So the problem is people are getting such conflicting information that, again, your audience can handle the truth. Start with one thing which you believe to be true. Really, really examine it. Really careful. Pick one thing that you choose to believe, whatever it is, and just see where it leads you. And if it leads you to someplace totally ridiculous and harmful, then it must not have been true. So back it up. Pick something else you believe to be true. And see, okay, if this is true, then what? Then what? Then what? Then what? And you'll find that if you do that, you're going to have a very happy, disease-free, and inexpensive life because you're going to realize that your health insurance causes disease.
Really? Yes,
absolutely.
I can see that. I could see that.
You're getting close, right? Okay.
Yes.
I have a whole mathematical thing.
Health insurance became a really big deal right after World War II when they associated it with the person's occupation.
And that was important because it did two things. First thing it did was it gave you a direct line to the person's paycheck to deduct every single month, which was very good. Next thing it did, though, was it chained a person to a job they would otherwise freely have left. So now you could pay someone 10 cents in health insurance benefits and get out of them $10,000 in labor. I mean, it was just, doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly.
So that was the whole plan. And that's why health insurance has become a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger part of the paycheck, because actually most people don't know there's this side, which is the person getting the benefits card and seeking health care and trying to use the card for it. Okay. But on the other side, what's going on? On the other side of the card, the money is being pulled out of your paycheck. Your employer is giving that to an insurance company who gets paid for claims process. So the bigger the bill, the more they make, by the way. And then your employer is fighting with them to get a kickback. When your employer gets a kickback, he doesn't put it back in your paycheck, does he? Oh, no, he doesn't. So there's a whole lot going on the other side of the screen, so to speak. So all you see is this money coming out of your paycheck every month for health insurance, but you don't realize that a portion of that, depending on your industry and circumstances, is going right back to your employer.
Wow. And that's why you mentioned that the three-headed monster, pharmaceutical, hospitals, and insurance. And now we have Obamacare to contend with, which gives the insurance company even a bigger portion of everybody's income because it's mandatory.
Right. And the thing to understand with Obamacare, and this is going to be a huge leap for a lot of listeners, but again, your listeners can handle the truth, is no matter what Obamacare may be or no matter what may happen, no matter how much money they do or don't take out of your pay, it's very important not to ever use it. Now, there's a leap of faith.
Right. Because, and actually, you're not getting more health care. You're simply getting more taken out of your paycheck or more taken out of your bank account. And people seem to think that this will give them access to this health care that they don't have now. And it's going to be, well, what kind of health care is it going to be? Because a lot of doctors are leaving the profession, and a lot of the health care seems to be being transferred to either physician assistants or to the local drugstore where you can go and get all kinds of, you can get vaccines, which if anybody...
Our local hospital in Syracuse was so hungry for profits, they literally transferred the health care to the clerk. They were taking receptionists, ladies who took courses in typing and helping people fill out forms, and said, okay, we're going to train you how to draw blood because they thought it would increase profits. We literally, and the public has never told any of this. So what I found in my experience, in my medical practice, the more insurance a person had, the less access they had to health care. And the health care they had access to was less healthier. Or more harmful, however. But the more insurance intrusion you have, then now you have the doctor taking orders from the insurance company, the hospital, and the pharmaceutical company, and there is no room for them to take any orders from you. In fact, I write comic strips. I'll have to send you some comic strips. But what a comic strip is, a doctor says, I see it's time for you to have a pelvic exam. And the lady says, excuse me, doctor, My bottom end is not for discussion today. What about my sore throat? Now, that's funny, but...
You're right.
The truth of that is, why is that doctor saying that? Because he's... No. Oh, it goes more than that. Because not everyone is that greedy, by the way. So if he doesn't do that, then the insurance company is going to examine his records and drop him from their network so he can't get paid. And if he doesn't do that, the licensing board can examine his records and say, you're not doing enough pelvic exams. You're not following the standard of care. We're taking your license away. And so when a doctor gets a patient who says, excuse me, doctor, I came for a sore throat, not for a groping session. When he gets a patient like that, he literally gets filled with fear because if he can't get this pelvic exam documented in this chart, then he could lose his license. All kinds of bad things could happen. And so they've got the doctor hamstrung, as my sister would say, six ways to Sunday. And so because of this, the patient is merely a distraction. So once the patient shows up, okay, the patient showed up, everyone's getting paid, now all I have to do is follow a procedure as I'm told, and then nobody will get hurt.
And that
and so
is why
literally
they
that's the day of a doctor.
That is why they're instructed to ask, oh, would you like your flu shot today? Oh, I see you haven't had a colonoscopy in a while. You haven't had a mammogram in a while. Oh, that's why they ask.
They don't care
about you. They care about fulfilling their obligations to the insurance company.
They can't because you insisted that you use your insurance to pay for the visit, right?
Yes.
I told my patients, if you're going to use your insurance, I have to do what your insurance company tells you. I can't do what you tell me.
Wow. All righty. We do have to go to a break. Oh, I hate to cut for a break, but we do have to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And let's see, some questions out of the chat room. Could you please elaborate on why one should never use Obamacare?
Absolutely. The reason why you should never use Obamacare is because the way things stand now, I have a whole presentation, I do this, it's on my website, it's all recorded, but bottom line is at least 91% of all the medical care received in the United States is A, medically useless, or B, downright harmful. So your chances right now of benefiting from any care you receive in the context of medical care is 9% or even less. And depending on how you calculate that, it can get as low as 2.5%. That's one thing. The next thing is if you go to the hospital, this is without Obamacare, this is with your health insurance that you chose, that you feel you have some control over, and maybe you do, your chances of dying from a hospital-acquired infection, hospital mishap, doctor mistake or doctor did it right, all those death things is 10 times higher if you have health insurance than if you don't.
Really?
Yes. You can do the math.
Wow.
45 million Americans do not have access, do not have health insurance, and 45,000 of those unlucky people die every year because they did not have access to health care. So 266 million people every year have health insurance in the United States, and every year about 700,000 of those die.
Wow. Do you have a German Shepherd? Was that
No. I live at the edge of the jungle. It's all kinds of noises.
Oh. All righty.
There's a parrot. Can you hear him?
All righty. Oh, my
goodness.
That's
another story, by the way. So I do not live in the United States. I actually got kicked out of the United States. So I'm on that special list where you have difficulty flying, and they have to call female security emergency to the gate when you show up. And I'm on another list, which is a do not employ list as well. And so it just got so uncomfortable living in the United States. You didn't know what the government's going to do next, when they're going to come and get you, for who knows what. And so I left. I live outside the United States.
Good for you.
Well, possibly, but it's not so good for other people, and I'll tell you why. Other doctors realize that they could get kicked out of the United States, too, if they don't toe the line.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm an extreme example to them. And, you know, what happened to me was very public, and doctors were just, oh, my God, they were just overcome with, just they were just sick to their stomach. I mean, I can't believe that's happening. Oh, my God. Oh, no. And what happened was they decided that if they were going to stick with medicine, they were going to do as they're told.
Right.
And so every now and then this harsh disciplinary action happens, and the remaining doctors are like, whoa, no patient's talking me into discussing vitamin C. You
know? Right. All righty. We do have to go to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors. This is just fascinating. Thank you so much for being on today. It's been great, and we still have another hour to go, thank goodness. Be right back.